From Saturday the 4th to Sunday the 5th of May, Reveille will embark on its 11th loop around the sun. Reveille is a collaborative sound and radio project presented by the SoundCap Cooperative that circles the Earth on live audio streams at daybreak. Reveille will be mixed from a hub at Stave Hill Ecological Park in South London and stations at Tartu, Sunshine Coast, Cagnat, and additional locations to be announced. You can listen online on Resonance Extra, Waveform, and other participating stations. For more information, please visit soundted.org/Reveille.
We could do this all fucking night, you know what I'm saying? But let's sing it one more time. Well, I got another confession, my friends. I'm no fool. Well, I'm getting tired of starting again somewhere new. Where you wanna reserve? Well, it's been nice to be here for 58 minutes and 22 seconds. We usually play this one as our way of saying goodbye, because we never like to say goodbye. Because I always figure, if you guys come back, we'll come back. So if you come back, we'll come back too. But I already know we're coming back next summer for a whole fucking tour, so you guys can come see us on that fucking show. But I would like to thank every one of you for sticking around for the last 28 years. And helping us learn how to start this whole thing over again. I'd like to dedicate this song to Mr. Taylor Hawkins. So let's sing this one loud as shit for Mr. Taylor. All right? Sing it for tea.
I mean, it doesn't get much more emotional than that. And power performance by the Foo Fighters. Just the size of the crowd when I was there watching that, it was just immense. Obviously, so much hype and speculation. And then turning up, and it was just, when you talk about these Glastonbury sing-along moments, that was one hell of a sing-along moment. Yeah, really, really impressive. So the Churnups, also known as Foo Fighters.
And lovely to see new drummer Josh as well, and Violet Grove turn up to sing, sounding absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Right, we have some live music for you now from an incredible artist from Brooklyn by the name of Yaya Bey.
We're going to go to Jack, actually. Coming up, but we're going to go to Jack now. Obviously, we're bringing you Arctic Monkeys very soon indeed, which is going to be absolutely stupendous. But let's see how Jack is getting on now down there.
Hey, what's up? But welcome to the Pyramid Stage right here, ladies and gentlemen. Arctic Monkeys will be stepping it out right here any second now. I got to be perfectly honest with you, right? It was, of course, all about The Voice and whether they were even going to make it, first off. The Voice is fine. They will be headlining Friday night of Glastonbury. The next question is, what is going to be on this set list? I know a lot of you are probably going to have caught them on tour over the last few weeks. I'm one of those. I saw them twice last weekend at the Emirates Stadium. It was brilliant and flawless. But the set list is interchangeable. We're also at Glastonbury. There could be some really spicy picks coming. I know a lot of you are going to want some first album stuff. Can confirm Rich to the Rubble. Can confirm The View for the Afternoon. Those two may feature. They've been interchangeable throughout the set so far. Mardi Bum and Fluorescent Adolescent. Now, those are two songs that haven't been played in a long while when it comes to Arctic Monkeys playing live. And, well, to be honest with you, I think they're going to play them tonight. It is going to be a clinic out here on the Pyramid Stage of how to do a headline set. Back to you guys.
Cannot wait, Jack. Cannot wait. I know we're both really big fans. We've both seen them live recently. And that moment when they play Mardi Bum or they do Cornerstone is just so special. So, yeah, that is coming up. But today as well, everyone just going, are they going to be here? Are they not going to be here? And when someone spotted the mirror ball, it was like,
They're going to be here. Right now, though, we do have some live music from a brilliant artist called Yaya Bey. As I mentioned before, overexcitedly, she's from Brooklyn. If you like SZA, if you like Erykah Badu, this is a voice that you are going to be so into. So enjoy Yaya Bey.
So special, baby, it's the way you are. Baby, it's the way you talk. Baby, it's the way you make me feel like your girl could get up and fly and leave this all behind. Isn't that kind of high? My way where the love is free, and baby, you'd be so proud.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Yes, Yaya Bey.
Wow, that's how beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so that was Yaya Bey, and now we're going to go. Obviously, we're bringing you the Arctic Monkeys at about 10:30 this evening, so excitement is mounting. But it's particularly exciting if we go and speak to Jack, who's right down there in the fray. So, Jack, over to you.
Thank you very much. Right, we're back here in the pit at the Pyramid Stage. Not long now until Arctic Monkeys are going to be taking to the stage to give you a Friday night headline performance. It's been 10 years since Arctic Monkeys last headlined here, 2013, with a world beating record in AM. That took them stratospheric, to be honest with you. Now, 10 years later down the line, we are going to be in for arguably Arctic Monkeys at their very pinnacle, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be an utterly unmissable set. The voice is better. The set list is going to be rammed with bangers. The only thing is, will Alex Turner really bring out all the tricks tonight? As we know he can. We are going to find out. It's live on BBC One at 10:30.
Tonight, Arctic Monkeys return to the Pyramid Stage and are set to complete a rare Glastonbury Festival hat-trick, headlining for an epic third time. Their Glastonbury journey began in 2007, when the fresh-faced lads from Sheffield made their debut and fast-tracked right to the top, having only released two albums and were just 21 years old. The set was packed with hits from Mercury Prize winning Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, as well as their number one follow-up, Favourite Worst Nightmare.
Like, all them were there and seemed dead excited and that, and like all his mates are here and stuff, and it was just like, it's only going to happen once, that, innit, you know what I mean?
But fear not, Alex, the Arctic's crowd-pulling power, along with another pair of number one albums, would see them return triumphant to top the bill again in 2013. The band were on the cusp of releasing their seminal fifth record, AM. Crawling back to you. Having relocated to LA to record the multi-platinum selling album, the band returned to Glastonbury, having traded in their jeans and jumpers, with Alex Turner opting for a look that channeled his inner Elvis. The Yorkshire natives had achieved superstar status, and that came with a newfound confidence.
Just like felt comfortable, really enjoyed ourselves. Party time, you know.
Fast forward 10 years, and another two huge albums later, the band are at the very top of their game. Tonight, they return to the Pyramid Stage to complete their sensational hat-trick of headline performances, with Worthy Farm getting to answer that question once again.
The question is, are you mine, Glastonbury?
I actually feel quite emotional watching that, because this band have literally grown up here at Glastonbury on that Pyramid Stage. When you look back to that very first headline set they did, which I think Alex Turner said didn't really get Glastonbury at that time, and it felt otherworldly when he comes and plays here, but now he completely gets it. So he'll be channeling all of that into the performance that we get to see tonight. But just how lovely looking at those conversations and seeing how they were, and getting excited about how it's going to be tonight.
Watching you, watching them was very satisfying.
Honestly, they're like my babies. I mean, yeah.
And now they're all grown up, ready to headline the Pyramid Stage this evening. Don't forget, there's lots of great sets you can still watch on BBC iPlayer live from across five stages. And right now we're heading over to Woodsies to check out the brilliant war paint, their fifth Glastonbury appearance.
Thank you.
And that was War Paint for you there. We've got lots still to enjoy. Sparks, you spoke to Sparks.
Yes.
How was that?
Loved Ron and Russell. Truly, truly. And our wish came true. Cate Blanchett actually joined them on the stage behind us. And they were fantastic. Just, I want to be them. You know?
Well, you want to be them.
I'd
like to be
do.
Cate Blanchett personally.
Yeah, but have won an Oscar.
But we could hear them behind us when we started the show earlier on. They sounded amazing. So we're going to bring some Sparks a little bit later on. We've got Arctic Monkeys coming up as well, of course. And if that's not your thing, there is so much more for you to enjoy. So if you go to BBC iPlayer, then you can watch Kelis, Hot Chip,
Fever Ray also. Wizkid is going to be headlining the other stage. So much for you to look forward to. Right now, we're going to head over to the West Holt stage, which is going to be home to so many great acts tonight. We've got Joey Badass has performed there. Yaya Bey, who we had on earlier. Gabriel's, who we had on. Also, happy birthday to Jacob.
Is it his birthday?
It's his birthday today.
My God. He looks amazing,
he
doesn't he, with his
kilt. Fantastic. Yeah. A true birthday suit. Right now, we head over to his fellow other stages. West Holters, in fact. This is the brilliant Young Fathers.
We are mine, I am holy, sunshine, as I come it is, as I come to this. It's an easy ocean, born in the night, in the morning passion. It's all alright, it's all alright, it's all alright. Leave a mind in the open, put it all on the line. I need to catch more fish, baby. I need to eat more rice. Gotta take some time, gotta take some time. Gotta buy my time, see the turning tide. I need to buy my time till I'm home again. Feel these boots to feel my soul ascend.
The West Holt stage, Young Fathers, such a great communal feel.
Oh my God, them, right? I'd love to go and see them live. We've been here, so I couldn't get to see them. But this is what we're doing, giving you have the best seat in the house,
giving
you just a flavour of all the brilliant things that have happened in the very first day of the music here at Glastonbury. And there's been such an amazing variety as well. Quite a few kind of stars turning up for some of the bands, because obviously Foo Fighters come with. Kate Hudson, I think, was spotted. Obviously, Paul McCartney was there. And Cate Blanchett, as we mentioned earlier on, actually made it on stage with Sparks.
She did indeed.
What were they like to interview, by the way?
They were really lovely. I think they are actually quite overwhelmed. I think still quite surprised that they still get to do this. But they are performing and attacking Glastonbury with aplomb, which you're going to see now from the Park stage. This is the brilliant Sparks.
To the rain, or is she in some pain?
she looks physically fine. I guess it's something benign. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte, bad. Now she's leaving the place. Someone's taken her place. Orders, then takes a seat. Looks like it's a repeat. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte, bad. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people.
Do I hear domestic clapping? And when the spirit is
mean, all of that happened right behind us, and it was an absolute delight. I mean, the falsetto, still strong. And Kate Blanchett, I think, being the most Kate Blanchett I've ever seen her be.
Absolutely. I remember you watching them on Top of the Pops when they very first came around, so quite a few decades ago now. But they were so exciting to see on the television. Amazing. That was Sparks. If you want to watch Arctic Monkeys headline set, then BBC One is where you go to at 10:30 this evening. But I remember, like, obviously, the 2007 performance that we just saw in 2013. I think I did the introduction to them, standing in the pit, looking up at them and just looking at Alex going, oh, my God, the Elvis Quiff, what have you become? Look how you've grown. I cannot wait to see what they give us tonight.
So that's it. The evolution is very real. And we'll see you on BBC One for Arctic Monkeys.
It's going to be great.
Folks, bet as hundreds of blokes that have wept cause you've stolen there. Greetings, Somerset. What's been happening? Whoa. What have you been to? I heard that you fell on near enough. I gotta tell you.
friendly fire to snap out of it.
Twisted and deranged, and I love that little game you had called. suffer the indignity of a reaction. There was no cracks, the grass more gaps to grow. And your pastimes consisted of the strange, the twisted and deranged. And I hate that little game you had called crying lightning. And now you like to aggravate the icky man on rainy afternoon. Uninvited, but not if it's impossible.
Surprise. getting thicker. Less of a game and a teddy picker. Not quick enough, can I have it quicker? Only thick and you're getting thicker. You in a battleship, but it was only a look alike. She was nothing but a vision trick under the warning light. She was close, close enough to be our ghost, but my chances turned to toast when I asked her if I could call her your name. I thought I saw you in a rusty hook, bundled up in a wicker chair. I wandered over for a closer look and kissed whoever was sitting there. She was close and she squeezed me very tightly, till I asked awfully politely, please, can I call you her name? And I elongated my left toe. Yeah, I let him go the long way round. I smelt your scent on the seatbelt and kept my shortcuts to myself. Saw you in the parrot's beak, fiddling with the smoke alarm. It was too loud for